Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so glad you're here. I'm Julia Cannon, and my co-host is Tracy Mahan. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, everyone. Hello.
And we are just having a blast today, and we have as our special guest, a QHHT Level 3 practitioner, Jovi Wan, joining us bright and early in the morning from Hong Kong.
Yay!
Hi.
Yay!
So glad you're here, Jovi.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's our pleasure. That's
absolutely, yes, our pleasure.
This is what we love doing. Aww. Yeah, we're gonna get really into who you are today. So that's exciting.
Wow, what a big question.
This is what you should be doing.
Yeah. See, Jovi has worked with me before on here, but you've never. Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a force to be reckoned with. I'll just warn you now. You're just getting the heads up.
This has been your warning, Jovi.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This is where I say, oh, it's been so nice. I get to meet you finally, and I apologize ahead of time for anything I say or do.
Oh, you know, that sounds so nice and so scary at the same time.
Right. Yes.
But what I know about Jovi is she does walking meditation, and she's just very centered and very calm. And so it doesn't really matter what you do, Tracy. She's going to be fine.
That's right. I had to mute myself because I'm going live or on the official Dolores Cannon Facebook page. So anyone that wants to watch it over there, please come join us. We're also on the VBS Radio Facebook page live. Absolutely. So you guys can see us actually making fun of each other in a live video.
How fun is that?
So my challenge is what I'm hearing. My challenge is that Jovi's a little bit hard to shake.
And
so we'll see what I can do.
Yeah. I made that the challenge, Jovi.
You may not have heard it the same way, Jovi, as I did.
I love you so much, Julia.
I love you too.
You're always so
zen and so calm and so beautiful. I mean, look at her. She got her hair cut.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got my hair cut.
The rest of us are all growing out.
We're doing the growing out. We're doing the coronavirus.
Well, if you just saw me 2 weeks ago, it's completely another story. I'm glad you see me today.
I want to come to Hong Kong so I can go to your hairdresser because apparently they're open, Tracy.
I know. Yes. Yeah. I think we're booking tickets right now.
Yeah.
Good. Come.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what we want to do, and I know you've been on the show before, Jovi, and you've told your story and everything, but it's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
Yeah. So I don't think it would be any harm in telling people again, sharing, maybe you added some things, I don't know, but sharing your journey, you know, your whole waking up, the whole, just your whole life story, Jovi.
We've got time.
Do we have a few months here?
We just started the Jovi Wan series, and this is part one.
Yeah. Episode one.
Yeah.
Jovi Wan Kenobi. Okay. Well, let's begin at when I began my spiritual awakening journey. It was back in 2009, January 5th. Why it is so precise? Because it is the day where my father passed away very suddenly. Like, no one saw it coming. My entire family was shocked. I was shocked. But through that process, on the one hand, I was grieving. I was in need for healing that I've never thought I needed before. In such deeper level of emotional healing, and you know, Julia, you can relate to that. Not until that happened, you won't know
exactly
what's going on. And then there was just,
and that is definitely something that will shake your world. It will shake you into something.
Yeah, completely. Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, I was seeking help, the help that I couldn't fathom at that moment because I was still in the corporate world. And at the same time, I start asking a lot of questions, like, why do I always have to be a good girl? Why do I always have to do well in school? Why do I have to make good money? Why can't I be just, you know, a cocktail waitress or whatever?
Why not?
Why am I even working at a company that I don't enjoy working at? You know, why? All this why? And, you know, after a little while, I truly believe that this is one of the universal laws. When you ask the questions, the answer has to come to you.
Yes.
In all shapes and sizes and forms. Teachers appear, healers appear. I would be having my lunch in the office, having my salad, surfing the internet. There will be an article pop out talking about ancient Egyptian goddesses, Isis, a very loving message that, you know, in the corporate environment, open office, I start crying. I'm like, oh, what's wrong with me? But it was all good. A few months into, you know, that 2009, I had this feeling that I never had before. Like, this is not for me. This place is not for me. I had to get out. I did not know my next step. And that was the first time in my entire life that I did not have a plan before I make a move. Mm-hmm. All the while, you know, we were taught you have to plan ahead. You have to have your fallback plan, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever. But that force was so strong that I just needed to leave. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know, you know, the next step or whatever, but I just felt like I needed to go. So I resigned. And my boss at that time, she was like, oh, no. It's just your grieving period. You'll be fine. Just stay. We love you, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, no, really. I know how I feel. But she said, well, just stay on a little longer and we'll see. So I stayed. A long story short, at the end, my whole resignation took 9 months because, you know, just my boss kept saying, you know, you it's okay, you can stay. And it's just a temporary period. But I kept telling her that, no, it's just very strong feeling that I cannot deny. Funny thing was, at one point, she even asked me, did you want my job? I'm like, no, not at all. It wasn't because of this. I just wanted to leave. So at the end, I left the corporate world almost for good in 2010. And then I started exploring a lot of different things. I was interested in anything metaphysical at that time, still am. Taking workshops, flying to Hawaii, going to Singapore, Australia, here and there, just soaking in a lot of the knowledges. Wow. At that time, one of my energy healing teachers, she's a lady from Australia. I began taking her classes even in 2009. So I was taking a lot of her classes and then other people's classes as well. I did not know what I'll be doing today back then. I was just searching and looking and not knowing what to do, but just knowing very strongly that the corporate world wasn't for me. I did go back for a little while because after 1 year, I began freaking out because money wasn't coming in. I didn't know what was I doing. And then I thought, with that humongous ego at that time, thinking, I'm so balanced and so peaceful and, you know, so in tune doing my meditation and yoga and everything. The darkest place needs light as well. So I am going back to the corporate world. That was so funny. And as soon as I make up a list of what I could find, something just fell on my lap, exactly the same as what I wished for. But guess what? I only lasted for 2 months because it was just not for me anymore. But that 2 months was such a good closure for myself because for the first time in almost my entire working life, I was able to observe myself almost like from a third person's perspective. I realized all the while it has always been me. It was always me not wanting to say no to others. It was always me wanting recognition from my superiors so much it was always me thinking that my staff weren't good enough. I might as well take everything back and put more workload on my shoulders. Mm. It was always me. And it has to be me who say no, who set healthy boundaries, who take good care of myself. And at that point, I was like, wow, thank God for these 2 months, because I was able to forgive everyone, every occasions, including myself. And then it really was time to move on. So I left that final episode of my corporate world gig, and I was still searching and exploring. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then year 2013 came. I went to Egypt early on in that year, and that was the year I met Julia and Dolores.
I remember it well.
Yeah. I was in a spiritual pilgrimage in Egypt with my energy healing teacher from Australia. Everything was not what I expected.
What were you expecting?
Yeah. Well, tell us.
I was expecting amazing amazing everything. Like, you'll be buzzing as soon as you landed in Egypt, and then everywhere you go you have this amazing vision, and people would be so loving, and the entire trip would be like me searching for me. But one thing is, it wasn't what I expected. It was, you know, in a way it was scary and crazy, because there was so much power struggle within the group, you wouldn't believe it. They were all fearless, yeah. But they were like, I am better.
Within the group that you were in. Okay.
Yes, and someone who just used fear to divide people. It was just crazy. So I have to trace back my story a little bit. Before that, I actually had two experiences of past life regression, which I did not like, and I thought that was something not for me. Mm-hmm. Back in 2009, I was trying everything that I could get my hands on. So I heard good things about past life regression, and there was this one lady from the UK. She came to Hong Kong once in a while in a spiritual healing center. So I booked a session with her. I was so excited. I thought, yay. That was a 1 hour session. And through that session, she would not stop coughing, like a very deep throat coughing from right. Someone who is a chain smoker, that sort of coughing. So I'm like, that's a bit strange. And then now that I know, she used kind of old method to try to take you down to a deeper state, but I wasn't able to relax the entire time. I didn't see anything. I tried so hard, but nothing came. So at the end, I told her.
That was something right there. She tried so hard. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should we make a note of that?
Nowadays, what I told all my clients is the operative word is allow. Mm. It's never about trying, pushing, trying even harder. Stop that. It's just relax and
just let go.
things will come. But, you know. So at the end of that 1 hour, I told her, oh, I got nothing. And she told me, oh, you're just not ready yet. So she took my money. I'm like, oh, well, maybe it works for other people, but not me, you know, probably not me. So I brushed that completely aside. And then in 2012, a wonderful friend of mine, she's actually my teacher, my EFT teacher. She was also in the UK. She came to Hong Kong, and she was trained by Dolores and Brian Ways, and then she kind of used what she knew and put together her own modality. Mm. So I was totally interested, and I gave it another go. It was a longer session. It was about 2.5 hours. Oh my God. I went into a past life so quickly. I was crying. I was angry. I had all kinds of emotions. A part of me was like, huh? What is going on while I was lying down and, you know, doing all these things. But I just couldn't stop crying and being angry and feeling all these emotions in my body. And I was able to see some scenes. I was this ancient Egyptian high priest. I saw the ancient Egypt like way before the history of Egypt we know of today. I saw it from being so full of bright white light everywhere, every place was beautiful, people were amazing, to become a ruined. It's all dark. And I was so angry. And I put the knowledge and tools into light bubbles. I didn't see them very clearly, but I just have this knowing. I put all of them into light bubbles and send them away because I don't want them to be in the wrong hands. So I was doing that, send them all away. And then she guided me to see the last day of my life. And I saw myself lying down and I got crystallized, like turned into crystals from my feet up all the way up to my head. And I couldn't see my head and that was it. And she continued on, asked me a few questions, like how long would it take for something? And I remember everything was lost. I was under such pressure. I felt that I had to make up some answers. Like, oh, 6 months, this and that. So then she counted me out. And it was interesting and everything. But funny thing was, I was slightly angry because I didn't get why I was being shown that past life. I didn't get what are the next steps, mm-hmm. what are the relevance. And then, you know, on the one hand, it was an interesting experience. On the other hand, it was like, I could have spent all that money on watching many, 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 many movies and know the ending of it. So why did I do that? So once again, I brushed it aside thinking that past life regression, probably not for me. So fast forward another year, 2013, went to Egypt. Remember I said everything was not what I expected? Mm-hmm. How everything played out was kind of a replica of what happened in the past life I saw in Egypt, like ancient Egypt a year ago.
Right.
From light to darkness, the struggle, my anger, my intense anger about what is happening, how, you know, self-proclaimed spiritual leaders and teachers and healers could be, you know, in that conflict and division and all of that. So one day I was on the Nile River cruise. I was so angry. And I was demanding. Mark my word, I wasn't asking. I wasn't requesting. I was demanding.
You're at that stage. Yeah, I've been there.
I was demanding some answers from Goddess Isis, you know, the goddess of a thousand names, the mother goddess of all goddesses of ancient Egypt. So I was like, Why would you even allow that to happen? Have you any idea how long have I prepared for this trip? How long do I have to save up for this trip? Blah, 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 why? So immediately, two answers came to me. The first, you are all created equally, meaning our perceived light and dark, good and bad, wonderful people, loving people, scary people, whoever, you are all created equally. Mm-hmm. The second one was, you are your own master. Immediately, I was like a deflated balloon. My anger was gone. I was completely humbled. Mm-hmm. And then I started realizing, you know, this is a big, humongous initiation for myself to step up in midst of all of this. And things are truly, although it is the modern time, it was the modern time in 2013, but everything kind of played out how I perceive what happened in that past life I saw. So at the end of the 3 weeks, I finally got to go home. I was like, yay, finally, I got to leave this, you know, craziness. And my roommate, who is from Singapore, we stuck through thick and thin together for 3 weeks. And, you know, there's always a reason why things happen the way it happened, because we were able to support each other throughout the whole journey, which I am completely grateful for. And when I said goodbye to her in the airport in Singapore, out of the blue, she told me, Jovi, there are two courses that I think would be very suitable for you. I was like, what? She said, well, Dolores Cannon's Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique and Junfilo Melchizedek's Awakening the Illuminator Heart. I'm like, what are they? Send me some links. I'll take a look later. So I got home, you know, integrate whatever I learned and experienced in Egypt. And my friend did send me the link. So I Googled them. Way back, Dolores' website were very wordy, not completely attractive.
Still a little bit like that. So we're working on it.
Yeah, but it's so much better compared to the old version, honestly. So,
oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I check it out a little bit, and then I'm like, it's kind of boring now. So I went over to the other website and, you know, check the other workshop. And then, you know, the other workshop, Junfilo only taught in the United States, and it was like March, but all his workshops were full until November. So right there in front of my laptop, I was making up all sorts of excuses. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you know, do I want to fly to the US? It's expensive. We have all this time difference. It will take me days to get back to that time zone. And I doubt whether I want to drive anymore. You know, I was just making all sorts of excuses. And at the same time, a Facebook invitation popped up from my laptop. And it was an invitation forwarded by a friend in Malaysia, an authorized teacher of the same workshop from Canada. She was going to Kuala Lumpur to teach that workshop in the next month. And I was being invited to join that. I'm like, wow, I have no excuse. I have to go. So I contacted the organizer. She was so nice. She even offered me a place to stay. I mean, you know, what more sign do you need? We've become good friends now. So I went over, I took that course. And I think we have about 8 people together. We were like little kids again, because it was all about going back to the heart, living in your heart. We were literally rolling on the floor, giggling, laughing like kindergarten kids almost every day. And one of the participants, he's Malaysian. We had this very, very interesting connection. We felt like we knew each other from other lives. But anyway, after I came back home from Hong Kong, he kept on sending me links and informations and, you know, everything metaphysical. Back in 2013, I wasn't as patient as I am today. So any YouTube video longer than 15 minutes would be way too long for me. 5 minutes is about right, but anything more than 15, no way. But you know, Dolores videos were all over an hour back then, right? For some reason, one fine day out of the clear blue sky, I sat down and I'm like, I am going to watch this one. And that was when Dolores talked about 3 ways of volunteers and the new earth. And that video lasts an hour and 15 minutes-ish long. Mm-hmm. And I watch it and wow, my heart almost jumped out. I resonate so much with this grandma-looking lady there, as a matter of factly, talking about aliens and, yeah, you know, past life and all of this thing. In my old corporate life, I was always in marketing. I did a lot of marketing research. I know it very well that when we do marketing research, we can manipulate the result very easily by the way how we structure the research, how we structure the way we interpret the data. It's, well, with all due respect to all marketing professionals out there, you know, it's still a very good tool, but we can easily manipulate that to tell our own story. Mm-hmm. But when I heard what Dolores said, without any agenda, only with a curiosity, mm-hmm, and this openness in her mind, she hypnotized people all over the world, thousands and thousands of them, from different countries, different races, different culture, even speak different languages. Mm-hmm. When they were under, they said the same thing. I was like, oh my God, that is real research, right? Mm-hmm. So I was just so intrigued. then I start Googling this Dolores Cannon lady. And that was my biggest aha moment in my entire life, because I felt like Dolores had been waiting for me since 2009. Because remember I told you that energy healing teacher I had from Australia? I took many, many workshops and classes from her. Actually, every single class, every single workshop, she would give us a reading list. Dolores' books were always there.
Wow.
Always, always, always. I just somehow didn't see it, didn't register anything. And then my friend from the trip to Egypt, she highly recommended Dolores and QHT. Nah, not registering, you know. Went to Dolores' website, not attractive, right?
I'm not going to read it. I just, it's not appealing. So,
it's so much about when the student is ready,
yes,
the teacher can finally appear.
Yes. Well, also something else from what you're saying. In marketing, don't they usually say you have to see something at least 3 times before it really registers?
They do say that, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess.
You know, at this point, I'm sitting here going, you went from all of that to now being a level 3 practitioner.
Yeah. So I want to hear the rest of the story. I mean, because the rest of the story is really cool.
Yes. But like that part wasn't. Okay.
It's just as cool.
It gets better.
So I start Googling Dolores Cannon, you know, with this newfound interest in her, like, oh my God. And then guess what? I found out that she was teaching a class in Taiwan that year. I'm like, oh, I am so going. Remember, I didn't think past life regression worked for me. I wasn't even interested in that. I wasn't interested in whatever she was going to teach. I just felt I needed to go. The same strong feeling when I quit my corporate job. Like, I had to go. I don't know why. I don't care. I would just be there. So I booked a class. I went there. And before the class, we have this one-day book signing. And she gave a talk, right? I was so excited. I didn't know why. I haven't even met that lady. But I was like, I was so excited. And then, wow. She just moved me so much in the talk. And I remember I ordered that book, Between Death and Life, and you guys just have this new book design. I picked that book because it was thinner. Oh, her book was that thick. So I thought, oh, it will be easier for me to bring it home.
I may have done that.
To Hong Kong. Yeah, and then I want her autograph. So I pick up the book. I wait in line for her to sign. And when I went up to Dolores, that was the first time she saw the new design. So she was marveling at how nice it looked. Oh, that's very nice. Oh, you know, and she was talking to me. The old design was not like this. Da, 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 da. So we talk. And Julia, beside Dolores, she was like, people waiting in line. Go ahead, finish it already. Mom, look at the line. Stop it.
That
Mom,
keep her in line. Move on, Jovi.
I was being polite, but deep down I was like, don't stop. Keep talking. I love talking to you. But Julie was like, no, just sign it and let her go.
That line literally went, and this was an auditorium, and it literally went around half of the auditorium. So just waiting for the same thing.
Yes. But Dolores, she was so cute. Oh, this is so nice. Yeah. Oh, I got such fond memories of her. And then we went to class. I went into class as a blank piece of paper because I had no expectation. I wasn't even interested in past life regression. I did not know what to expect. I just knew I needed to be there, and I was there. And honestly, the rest was history. I love it so much. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. Everything Dolores taught makes sense. And remember how I didn't like my second past life regression experience because it did not have any further information about why I was being shown that past life? Yeah. What was the relevance to this current lifetime? What are the next steps? Nothing. It was just a story without a full ending. But what Dolores does or did was, you know, not just the past life bit. The more important bit is we will transition to the higher self, get all the answers, all the healings, all the guidance, everything. So I'm like, whoa, my mind was blown away.
Yeah, that's the most important part. And for you not to have that, or that's just left out, it's not right.
No. And then I'm like, wow. I just couldn't stop. Wow. Like all day long.
Yeah, and this then, can happen?
Yeah. And then I haven't been in school for a long time at that point, but I was so focused into learning, trying to soak up every tiny bit from morning. I think we start at around 8:30-ish, 9 o'clock every day. And then we love overrunning. So we finish at around 6:30, like 5 days straight. So every day, by the end of the day, I would have this headache because I focused so much, so intense that, you know, as soon as you relax, I just felt so exhausted. I had to run back to the hotel, just spend time alone, ate my dinner alone. I couldn't spend time with people. I was like in the zone. And every night in my hotel room, I would feel energy buzzing from my head to my toes, like all night long, buzzing, buzzing, buzzing. And I was like, yeah, continue. I don't mind. I love it. And then every day in the classroom, I could sense a lot of beings being there. I don't know about you, Julia. I bet you could sense that too. I felt so many beings there. And I felt like I became way more intuitive because the girl sitting next to me, she had this big crystal put inside a bag. One day she asked me, Jovi, can you take a guess what this is? I just, you know, touch it. Actually, even before I touched the bag, I'm like, it's green in color, right? She said, yeah. And then I'm like, it's a motivite. She was like, yes, it's a humongous piece of motivite.
Well, that's why you were buzzing.
No kidding.
Yeah. 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 That's just a little side story. But remember we have this, not remember, we still have that in level one. We have this one day of exchanging sessions with each other, right? Mm-hmm. Some of the classmates, they were really scared, but I was like crazily excited about it. I'm like, yay. And I had this knowing that it's gonna be me being the first one who got to be the practitioner. I was a little scared, but very excited. So true to form, I was being pushed to be the first practitioner. I was like, okay. So I took a deep breath. And I was already in the zone, to my amazement. And I felt like Dolores was right in front of me, guiding me word to word when I did my induction for my first time in my entire life. And that session was amazing. And I was like, wow, it felt natural to me to ask questions, to dig deeper. And it was a past life, like way out in outer space. My classmate / client, we saw several past lives, but all explained why the way she was in this current lifetime. One thing the SC, the higher self, offered at the end really touched all our hearts, you know, including me and the observer. Her son was born with a hole in his heart. She was so worried when her son was little and they thought about having a surgery or something. But eventually it closed itself up. Wow. And I thought that was interesting. So I asked, why? Why did that happen? You know, what was the reason for that hole? The high self said, because we wanted to show her that, you know, no matter how broken her heart is, it can be mended, just like the hole in her son's heart. And that was so touching. It was just very beautiful. I was just amazed by how much the session can help a person in such a profound way. You know, healings were given, lots of information. It's not just for curiosity, but very relevant to their life, explain a lot, give them a lot of understanding and clarity. So I'm like, wow, I love this. I love doing it. So after level one, I came home. Another piece of information. In 2013, remember I went to Egypt? Actually, before Egypt, I had this feeling that, you know, I've learned so many things. I've been helped in such a profound way. Perhaps it's the time for me to come out and, you know, serve others by using what I've learned. But I always have that, you know, feeling of, am I good enough? Can I do it? What if I cannot help others? So I started, but just slowly, with a lot of, you know, fears and self-doubt, I started doing some energy healing and tarot reading for people, mostly my friends. But thank God they insist on paying me just to help me get that practice going. But I was still reluctant because I had that worries and fears. But after I took level one, I felt like I finally found my passion in my life, which I've never found before, you know, not in my old career, not in school, not in anywhere. I was just doing well in whatever I did, like my parents taught me, like what a good girl would, but right. It was never my passion. It was never like something that I love doing so much, but I just love QHT so much. I came home. I asked all the people that I know who might be interested in having a session with me. So I gave so many free sessions. I even paid for renting spaces in Healing Center so I could give free sessions to people. I just love doing it. And then I think I did about 40 free sessions before I came to the Glastonbury Level 2 class the next year. And back then we weren't that organized into exchanging sessions with classmates at Level 2 like we do now, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But I was thirsty in giving sessions just to, you know, get myself better and better in this because I just love it so much. And I had no fear, no self-doubt, no worries like I did. I just because I love it so much, I went all the way. So as soon as class started, I was looking for a classmate who would mind for me to give them a session. And I did two sessions over that, you know, few days in level two, which was awesome. And I came home and I felt ready. I tune in and I feel ready. Okay, it's time I can start now. So I began seeing clients and I have all this confidence in me, not like how I was back in early 2013. So it was just wonderful. And I am very grateful that very early on in my QHT journey, I was being from a lot of difficult cases, a lot of difficult sessions. They were my best teachers. And I just love it. And I figure out through my own experience, as long as you don't have fear and you have love in your heart and you do everything from your heart, then you can do no wrong. You will be guided all the ways. And I have so many beautiful, amazing sessions. I just felt so blessed, like, wow, I could actually help people in such way. I mean, this little Jovi here, I did that. Oh my God. I just felt so full in my heart, so grateful and so happy.
Wow. That is so beautiful. And now we have one more.
Okay.
Before we go into this next part of the story, can we just say hi to everybody in the chat?
Hi.
Oh my gosh, you got support from all kinds of people all over the world. So we're going to say hi to everybody.
Yay, hi, everyone. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
And I'm the great reminder that these are live Facebook pages. So after the show, make your way over to the Dolores Cannon, official Dolores Cannon page, and also over to the BBS radio page so you can see the comments and respond to people. Everybody's waving hi. And so I just always like to get in there and go, yes, I'm watching. I see you guys. And Okay, so now continue on with this amazing story. It's like this cliffhanger to what happens next.
Okay, so in October 2014, Dolores passed on from the physical to the non-physical. She was still here with us all, but that was the day she kind of, you know, it's time. I remember when I heard the news, I cried like my own mother passed away. My mother is still living, but I cried. I imagine that would be like that. Immediately, I got Dolores like almost right in front of me, telling me, "It's time. It's just time." In her own way, I'm like, "I know, but I don't want you to go yet. I want to still see you." And then I was crying for the entire day, almost nonstop. But that was it. The next day when I got up, I felt very calm and peaceful. I knew she was just, doing it from a way better space, dimension, without this burden of a physical body. And I felt my connection with her was even stronger, and it stayed on very strongly for the whole next year, because she always just pop up spontaneously in my sessions. Sometimes, you know, when I almost finish up my session, at the end I, you know, say thank you to the SC, and then my clients with their eyes closed lying on my bed, they will be like, "Oh, your teacher is here." I'm like, "What? Your teacher? Dolores Cannon, she's here." Ooh, cool. And sometimes she'll have some message for my clients. Sometimes she'll give me some loving messages too. It's always nice. One time she allowed my very doubting client to sense her powerful energy. Mm. Throughout the entire session, my client had asthma from when she was a child. And her SE told her that it will take a little while to heal. It will be another day. So it will be one more day before it is completely healed. She could feel energy within her body, sensation, but she was thinking, "Am I making this up?" Yeah. You know, because, you know, this is strange. You know, all the answers from the higher self.
No, strange things don't happen in sessions.
Never. Yeah. That, maybe I just make it all up. So by the end of it, she almost made up her mind that she made all of this up before I even count her out, right? So Dolores came and she felt this very powerful energy. And when I count her out, she told me, at that point, I told myself, I couldn't not believe it because it's so real. It's so powerful. And the energy signature is so different from my own higher self. I just could not deny it. And then she went on with her own life, but she actually wrote me a testimonial. If people get on my website, you will see it. She said, you know, she went on her life after about half a year. She was reminded by her partner that, "Do you notice that you haven't been having your condition for some time?" And she was like, "Oh, yes." Yeah. And then she traced it back. True to form, it took one more day. Mm. And her lifelong asthma was gone without her noticing it. That
and that's
kind of things happen
like,
over and over.
People just go on with their lives, and it's just you don't pay any attention to it anymore. I mean, it's just gone, and that's why sometimes we don't always have testimonials, because people just went on and thinking more
about it. But anyway, back to my story. Sorry, I got sidetracked a little bit. I'm excited. So I think it was 2016, January 1st. I was visiting Australia. I was staying with one of our practitioner in Australia. I don't think she does it anymore, but back then she was still a practitioner. I was visiting her farm and we got to play. We exchanged sessions. So while I was giving her a session on that day, it was an amazing session, and dear Dolores came, gave her some messages and encouragement, which was beautiful. What I didn't expect was Dolores turned to me, "Jovi, you need to go to level 3. I was like, what? No, I check in with my own high self. My high self told me I don't need to. And the Lord said, yeah, you don't need to, but it will be good for you to. I'm like, really? But it's so far away, and they only do it like 2-3 times a year. And I've already been to Arkansas. I don't want to go to Arkansas again. Oh, do I have to go? And she was like, it will be good for you. I'm like, oh. And then, not just that, she said, I want you to have your own space. You cannot keep renting space from different centers now. I want you to have your own healing space. I'm like, are you crazy? Do you have any idea how expensive rental is in Hong Kong? I was talking to Dolores like that, like a kicking and screaming little kid.
Well, you've probably done that before, Julia, haven't you?
Oh, many, 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 many times.
Yeah.
What?
So, yeah, what? So after I got home, reluctantly, like hugely reluctantly, I got on the website and checked the dates for all the classes in 2016. I thought, oh, if I have to do it, I might as well do it as soon as I could, right? So there was a class in Dublin in September, and a class in Toronto in October, and one in Arkansas somewhere in June, something like that. So I'm like, well, there's really not a lot to see in Arkansas. And I tuned in with my higher self, September in Dublin. No. All right.
I just want to hear you say Arkansas again, Jovi. You kind of bring in that.
You bring in all the magic and all.
Yeah, the magic and maybe a little redneck in there. I'm not sure. Do it again.
Arkansas.
No, it wasn't like that.
Well, it has to be in a natural way, okay?
Yeah.
It cannot be staged like that. It may come out again. So
yeah, it'll come out again. Yeah.
But anyway, I thought October in Toronto, it would be too cold. All right, I'll go to Arkansas.
I remember it was snowing when we were there.
Yeah. So I booked a class. I got in, like, still reluctantly. And then the next day, I got an email from the office saying that, oh, I'm so sorry, the class is actually full. We're going to refund you. I'm like, damn it. Again, I was demanding Dolores. Like, if you really want me to go, if you really think it's good for me, can you just make it slightly easier for me? So I was like that, thinking, damn it, I have to go to the October one in Toronto. So I booked for that class, and then all the while thinking, you know, can you not make it easier? And then I received, like right on the same day, I received an email or Facebook message, I forgot now, from the Taiwan organizer, telling us that Julia will be going to Taiwan to teach a level 2 class, possibly a level 1-2, I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Probably a 1 and 2, something like that. They never mentioned the level 3, but I thought, oh, maybe they will consider. So I wrote to the organizer and asked them, oh, would they consider teaching a level 3 class in Taiwan as well? I really want to go, blah, blah, blah. And they got back to me right away saying that, yes, in fact, we are planning to have a level 3 class. Would you like to enroll? I'm like, yes, I'm in. I was the first one. I was booking the class. Well, again, you know, I was kicking and screaming. Like, can you make it slightly easier?
Okay, how about this? We'll just drop it in your lap.
Let's just bring her to you.
I'm like, yay.
You're fussing so much. We're just going to bring Julia to you.
Yes. I'm glad I asked for it, right? So yeah. I think it was April or something. April, probably. Yeah.
April, May. That's usually when we do that area.
So I went there for the level 3 class because by then I thought I had so many amazing sessions, you know, clients, amazing healings. I was so confident, you know, how difficult could that be? It's just a 3-day class.
Tracy's laughing. She's like, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought, how could that be?
I'm good. I got it, right? So we went there.
Yeah.
And I loved how Julia and Susan Sisson was helping at that time. Oh, bless their hearts. Every time before they give any comments, they will PM us, like saying the nicest things to prep us for the nasty things that they were going to say. But the longer they, they go on with
that. So much.
You're doing so well, you know.
Here's a cookie. Here's a little glass of milk and cookie. Now let's talk. Yeah.
But the more they did it, the worse it gets. We were like in suspense and we were like, oh God, it must be so bad that they were saying all of this for so long. And, you know, at the end, all this micro-critiquing, actually, I just have to say it. And I helped Julia taught some level three classes as well. And I learned it even more from the other side of the table. You know, it takes so much from the teacher's side because we pay extra attention to every single detail. Mm-hmm. And it's so much love into, you know, it's a selfless love into helping the other person to be the best practitioner they can.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a single ounce of meanness at all. We could feel it. But nonetheless, your ego get bashed so badly, like bleeding all over. So at the end of the third day, I was like having this.
As she was crawling off the floor.
Yeah. I was having this split, like a Gizzo Jovi. One part of me was like so grateful, so thankful, feeling the love and, you know, oh wonderful. Gosh. Another part of me was like, are you sure you want to continue on? It seems like you're not good at this at all. You know, you are putting Dolores to shame. You know, you're disappointing her big time. Why don't you consider dropping this altogether and consider starting something else? Maybe you're just not made for this. So I was having this inner division, like a split personality with me. And then,
she could write a book of how to get through level three.
Yeah.
Everybody goes
through this. And then when it was the end, and you know, Suzanne was offering, oh, so you know, do you guys do have any questions? I didn't know where it came from. I just had this came out of my mouth. I said, well, could you give us a little demo of how you do your induction? And she was like, oh, sure. So she gave this beautiful induction. You know, there was always three in the class, me and another one. We close our eyes to just fully get into that state. Another one with her eyes wide open, she was recording the whole thing. But I was just deep into the state. I went in very quickly. Immediately, Dolores came like right in front of me. And then I was like, Dolores, I'm so sorry I disappointed you. I'm so sorry that I did so badly. I was just apologizing profusely, feeling so bad. And Dolores being Dolores, she was looking at me with this like tough love look on her face. And she was like,
you see where I get it from now.
Yeah. Right. All the time.
She can you give us a demo of that tough love look, Julia? Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like she could read my mind. Of course she could. But I was like, wow. She said, well, you can choose to hide under a rock and never do this again. I don't know why hiding under a rock, but that was what she said. You can choose to hide under a big rock and never do this. Or you can choose to be the light you come here to be, that I know you can be and that you want to be. She said it in such a poetic way, I start crying. Mm-hmm. I just felt, and Julia and Suzanne, they were like, why is she getting so emotional? What's wrong with her? So I started crying and I thought, wow, that's amazing. And then me being me, I start doubting, did I make this up? So I asked her, well, Dolores, can you give me some sign that this is you talking, not my left brain talking? And she gave me that look again, but this time she rolled her eyes like all the way back. And she was like, if it were your left brain, would it talk like this? Okay. Yes, 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 Dolores. I'm like, okay. And she went on showing me something else, and she got some loving messages for Suzanne and Julia. And when I came out of it, I just got so emotional. I was crying. And then they said, okay, it's time for a group photo. I'm like, what? No, no, no. I had tears, and then my whole face was in a mask. Mask. So I cleaned myself
up. I saw that picture.
But anyway, I told them the stories. And I came home. I made peace with, you know, the hurt my ego felt at that time. I work on my own ego issue. To begin with, I did not have a humongous ego, but it was like a huge ego bashing experience, but it's for our own good. The more we drop our ego, the more we are in our heart space, the more we can be from the space of love. I think it took me a good 6 months after I came home to reconcile this, to make a decision, okay, I would continue on and I would work on everything and work on that I did. And it took another 6 months. I got certified as a level 3 practitioner, and I continue to work on QHT, and I continue to love every single session. I continue to have such joy.
And you are shining your bright, beautiful light. You are being all of that, and it's so wonderful because now you are. You're out. You're teaching the companion courses. You're helping with the level 3 courses. You are, and you are guiding. You're doing such a beautiful job, as well as your sessions. You know, so you do all that. So yes, you did it.
thank you, and thank you, Dolores. Thank you, Julia. It's just wonderful. I remember some time ago, I had lunch with one of my old business associates from my corporate life.
Wow.
She told me, Jovi, never in my life would imagine you would be doing something that you do today. And I told her, Ellen, never a moment in my life that I imagine I would be doing what I do today. Like, yeah. You're not alone. I surprised myself too. But yeah, here we are, like a 180 from the corporate world to today. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And seeing that alone, that all also, that is your light shining. Like you said, I need to shine my light in these dark places. That's how you're doing it. Because you are being you, you're doing you, and then now you're meeting back with people that you were with before. It's so many ways that you can do this.
Yes, it is. And I have to tell you, QHT is not the end of the journey. It's only the beginning, right? And for all the practitioners out there who are tuning in, do not think for a moment that this is the end, this is the ultimate. Because like Dolores, she never stopped exploring. She never stopped learning. She never stopped evolving. This is how we all should be, right? And I have been evolving, constantly learning, changing, shifting. Yes, and I'm just loving life so much. Yes. Well, previously, even when I got my level 3 designation and the year immediately after that, I was still very much in the giving mode. How may I serve? How may I contribute? How may I do absolutely anything for others? It was so hard for me to receive because I was never used to receiving. I was never used to be in a mold like that. No wonder whatever happened in my life happened, but I did not notice that. You know, it was always my identity. I have to be strong. I have to be supportive. I have to be giving. So for the past couple of years, not that long, maybe for just a year, I've been learning and have a lot of success now in receiving. And the biggest thing that I learned is about self-love, loving myself, accepting myself, and allowing myself to receive, not just from others, but from myself.
Yes.
So like what you said, your light will shine no matter what, no matter you do 1,000 YouTube videos, or you're just there living your life, being the love and light that you are, like quietly inspiring others, doing whatever that you feel guided by your heart to do. There's time for everything. There's time for learning. There's time for doing. There's time for, I almost said pushing, but it's never pushing, right?
That was time, your pushing.
Yeah. There's time for being inspired. There's time for feeling so inspired to inspire others. There's time for everything, especially in this time. Like, it's such a beautiful opportunity for us all to go within, to really tune into our own personal needs. And please just accept yourself wherever you are, whatever you're doing, because it's perfect, no matter what. When I look back at all the different points in my life, a lot of shitty things happen, but they're actually not shits, because I need all of them to be this
amazing
person today.
Yeah.
Thank you. So
it's, it's just like
so everything is really perfect. So trust yourself, love yourself, and give this to yourself. Just love and acceptance and allowance. Everything is good. I promise you. Okay.
I think we could promise that too. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We're all three of us agree, so it is, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Everything is perfect, everyone. We agreed.
Yeah. Hi, Tan. Yay.
Very, very good. Oh, that is so beautiful. So beautiful. I haven't heard. Oh, okay. Oh, we have no time limit, so we can keep going.
Okay. Oh, good, good.
I was like, oh, I hadn't heard, but he just messaged. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about, because, you know, we love to talk about healing and some of the different experiences and some of the different things that you've seen within your sessions, or just anything come to mind that you would love to share.
I have one crazy session that came to mind that I want to share. I did it about 3 years ago in Malaysia. Sometimes I travel and offer sessions in the countries that I visited. It was in Malaysia, with a lady who told me she could see dragons with her naked eyes.
Oh, Tracy's on top of this one. I know she's sitting there going.
She sees dragons, different shapes and size. And, oh my God. You know, different colors. She could see them in form, not just sense the energy. And she was curious why, you know, that is so strange. Mm. And she wonders whether she had this special connection with dragons. And, you know, take a wild guess. Yeah.
I wonder where she went.
Well, I don't remember, honestly, the past life we saw too much, because we saw several past lives. But when we transitioned to the higher self, there was a lot of forgiveness that we would need to do for her, because that several past lives that being shown to her, there were things that, you know, she was still holding grudges. It would be good for her to release that. So I asked for permission, and the high self said, yes, that would be good. So we facilitate that beautiful process, that beautiful, short, and effective process that Dolores taught us. Mm-hmm. So I facilitated that. After that, I checked with the high self, you know, are we completed? And the high self said, yes, but there's another one. So I'm like, okay. And what was that? So the high self just gave us information quickly about another past life. So we need to do this. Ask for permission again. We did it again. So the same thing happened like 5 times already. So I was a little bit like, are we ever going to end this? But it's okay. As long as it's for the client's highest good, we will do it. So after several rounds, I asked, okay, is there anything else? Is there anything else that we need to facilitate this forgiveness ritual for her? I was so hoping that the high self would say, no, we're done. But it took the high self a little while. And the high self said, yes, there's something you can help to do. I was like, and what is that? He said, well, so many of them are trapped in that place and time and space. Mm-hmm. it will be great if you can help. I'm like, what is that? He said, thousands and thousands of them were trapped there because they were being killed brutally. And wow. They were being betrayed. So they got killed. And the way they died was very traumatic for them. So that thousands of souls just got trapped right there. And we want you to help release them. And I'm like, what? Huh? How should I do that? And I asked for more information. Then the high self said, well, it's the French Revolution. She was one of the students there hiding. And I still get chills now while telling it. I got goosebumps all over my body. And she said, it would be good if you could help release them. Then for like 2 seconds, I was quiet. And I was like, how? What should I do? I've never done this before. How do I do that? And then immediately, a thought came to me. So I asked the high self, well, she is so connected to dragons. I wonder, can I ask some dragons to help? And the high self said, good idea. So I'm like, cool. So I asked the guidance from the high self, not exactly guidance, because the high self was like, you know, go do your thing. I'm like, so please just be here helping me, guiding me while I did whatever I am going to do. Mm-hmm. So I was just guided to coin all the dragons from all dimensions that are available and willing to help us to just facilitate a big forgiveness of all these souls being trapped there. The people that betrayed them, they were their, you know, the friends, the comrades at that time, but they got scared too. They had a lot of fear. That's why they went report them so that they could be safe. So, and they actually all knew from a soul perspective what they got themselves into even before they came into that life. But it was just because of this trauma, that anger of being betrayed that trapped them right there. So I asked the dragon to help, and then, you know, just did this collective forgiveness ritual, releasing the energy. And then I didn't know what I was doing because it wasn't for my thinking mind. I just did what I did. And then at the end, I asked the high self, is it done? Is there anything else that I need to do or we need to do together to help release these souls? The high self said, no, it's completed. I'm very pleased. And whatever happening in France today will be fine. And then I thought to myself, what is happening in France? I wonder, do they have a, you know, terrorist threat or something? It was in 2017. And prior to that day, there were some bombing, some issues or strikes. So I thought, I was just associating that with, you know, maybe some social unrest. But the high self said, so it whatever happened will be fine. We will have a good result in France today. So I was very pleased. And then we continue on to ask her other questions, you know, the body scan and then healing, whatever. We ended the session. I count my client out and I asked her, how do you feel? She was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then she said, so what is happening in France today? I told her, I actually have no idea. I normally don't pay attention to news. And then I was also traveling. I didn't even know, you know, whether it was a Wednesday or a Thursday while I travel. It usually happened that way. So I said, I have no idea. But, you know, when I go home today, I will check. And the day was actually April 23rd, 2017. It was the election day in France.
Wow. It was bills.
It was the day when it wasn't the final one, because in that round, no one candidate got the majority vote. But the current president, he stood out at that rung. And then in another 2 weeks, they have the final rung and he won the presidency. Wow. But that was actually the election, and I still got chills now. I'm like, oh my God.
Go Dragons.
Yes, go Dragons. Oh, and one more thing. I always feel that I am connected to a white dragon. I never told anybody. Of course, I never told this client. But while, you know, me and Heisa, we were chatting away about her dragons, why she was connected. And her high self turned to me, Jovi, you have a dragon too. You have a white dragon with you. I'm like, how do you know? Of course you know. Yeah. They and I know. Was told that they are from, they are in other dimensions. But for those who have connection, we're able to connect them because we humans are truly multidimensional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very yes. much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tracy connects with them all the time.
Everyone. I wonder why that story popped to my mind today.
I brought out the dragon in you. Woo!
Tracy is here today and she likes mm-hmm. dragon.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah.
Meet your dragon. The yes. beautiful white one, huh?
Yeah. I like that. Oh, there's another little tidbit I want to share with everybody today. See, so many people out there are talking about, oh, this is the event, you know, this is the big awakening of Earth, you know, this is the pivotal time. We're so glad that we're here. Of course, we're glad that we're here. It's such a privilege, right? Mm-hmm. To witness all this transition and to be a part of it. It's amazing and wonderful and everything. But recently, I have a client. Again, it's very convoluted. Lately, I've been having a lot of clients whose multidimensional self doing something else in another form, in another space, talking right. to us with this part of that person lying in my bed, you mm-hmm. know, and having 52 simultaneous lives elsewhere. Mm-hmm. We have that a lot. Yeah. And we have this again, and then that being very loving. They're not from this galaxy. They're from a planet from far, far away.
You had to do
Star
it.
Star Wars. Yep. in another galaxy, and all they are doing is they have several thousand of population, and that's all. And they never die. They stop having offsprings anymore because they don't feel the need to. But instead, they use their DNA to develop new species. So we have new life forms on other planets. The reason why they do this is they love life so much. They appreciate the beauty of life. They want to share the beauty of life itself to more life forms. That's how they create life forms. So he is one of the team members to explore suitable planets to develop life forms there.
Right.
And he loves his job so much that every time after he found a planet that is suitable, he will stay on until everything is stable and until, you know, a civilization is formed and until that planet is mature. And because of their home planet is of such high technology, they have this time technology that, you know, billions of years to them can be like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. So they can always pop back and check on the progress of each planet. Mm-hmm. And I asked them, you know, what are the benefits of the growth of each planet? I kind of, you know, expect the answer, but I want to ask. They said, oh, you know, when they grow to a certain level, they will be able to join our federation. You know, if they come up to a certain level of intelligence is not the word, but wisdom, you know, mm-hmm. then they can. But it takes a path of growing. They have to evolve and grow before they get to that point. And we are lovingly kind of like cultivating different planets. And he chose to come to planet Earth, not because planet Earth is one of the planets that they help develop, but just because planet Earth is of such humongous variety. He said, you know, the main species here is human beings, right? on other planet, he saw in one of the lifetime that he was this ostrich-like being. And when he saw his own body, he was just laughing so hard. He was like, oh, I got claws. Oh, I got skinny legs. Oh, I got feathers. I am so fluffy. I look fluffy. And he just couldn't stop laughing about how fluffy he was. And he described to me the golden color of the feathers and how he got this long, skinny neck. And then, oh, I got a beak. And then, you know, I got white eyelashes. It was just amazing. And that was actually the species of that planet that he was helping to develop.
Wow.
And while he was on that planet, he liked to take on that form. But actually, his real form was not like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me, you know, he is currently living 52 simultaneous life on Earth because he just wanted to experience as much as possible. Yeah. Why he picked Earth, even though this is not his experimental ground, he said, on every other planet that they've been working on, the main species, they're very unitary. There can be millions or billions of them, but they're all very similar, very, very, very much the same. But on Earth, you human beings are interesting. You are all different and so different. That's wonderful. That's why on other planets, all he needs is to live one life and that's all. He doesn't need to be there for a long time or take on different personalities or lifetime to experience because everything was quite similar.
Same, yeah.
But here, very different. He was like, it's so interesting. And this lifetime, he chose to have a lot of health challenges.
Wow.
He's on a wheelchair. It's just a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told that he chose it because he wanted to experience to the extreme.
Yeah.
Like, I want everything. I want everything. I want everything.
That's exactly. That's what they'll say. Since I want to have it all. I want to experience everything. All in one life. All here at once.
I know. Wow. That's why when during the interview, I asked him about his health challenge. To him, he was like, oh, it's not an issue. It's not my concern. I'm like, you're on a wheelchair, you know, don't you want to walk freely again? You know, wouldn't you be interested in knowing why the root cause and perhaps receive some healing? And we asked the higher self why he has all the conditions. And the answer was, he just love it. He wants to experience everything. He doesn't need healing. Yeah. And it's okay. You know, he's totally cool about that. So I'm like, okay, cool. And one of his questions, I forgot why we were talking about the changes on Earth right now. But we touch on that subject. And his higher self volunteered this information. You guys all think that it is like a short time period of thing, but it's not. It's actually lasting for 2,000 years. Everyone knows that. Everyone in the entire multiverse and galaxy know about that. Just you guys on Earth doesn't. You know, the Earth is...
So you're saying our lifespan, like our...
No, actually, whatever has been changing on Earth began in...
Oh, I completely believe that. It's like
1100s-ish.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time.
It will last until the year 3500-ish. So we're just in the middle of it, thinking that it's going to end in a month or two.
Yeah, like it's going to be just one big boom and that's it, you know. Like,
yeah, so not it, you know.
not way, it.
They said it's this pivotal time on Earth where Earth will experience a lot of awakening, a lot of changes, a lot of new breakthroughs. Everyone else in the whole multi-galaxies, whatever you call it, like everyone knows. Everyone is excited about it. Everyone wants to know more about it. So beings like him would naturally choose to come and observe. They don't really have a role here. So truly, it's not like everyone come ask, you know, what is my life purpose? Oh, you need to be a healer. You need to build a hospital. You need to do this. Mm-hmm. No, some are just pure observer. They're just here to observe.
Exactly.
Yeah, and experience. And that's how he is. And his partner, he also asked about his partner as well. Mm-hmm. And his high self said, your partner is a completely different story. He is a volunteer to come help. That's why, you know, in many ways, you guys are not that compatible. You know, his mission is very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But imagine that. It's a 2,000 years thing.
Mm-hmm.
So stop stressing and stop worrying about when is it going to end. It's not going to end.
Or when's it going to happen? I mean, somebody, when's it going to happen? When's it going to be? And it's like, it is. It's
already happening. Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah. And it will not end anytime soon. So forget about it. Just live your life the best way you can.
Very good. Very good advice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because that is, you know, like you say, stop stressing about it, because a lot of people do stress about it and there's no reason to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And they come up with all kinds of conspiracy theories. I refuse to watch any of them. I just start laughing. It's like, you know, for any theory, there's a counter theory. And there's a counter theory to counter that, and another counter theory to counter that, and another.
And look, she's in a knot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you become a pretzel, and another pretzel. And then, you know, I just choose to be happy and excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
If I can all the time, and whenever I'm off, I come back. That's all.
See, I told you.
Yeah. I'm like a wobbler, but I'll always come back. A bobblehead.
People wobble, but they don't fall down.
Yep.
Yeah. A Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is a wonderful way, I feel like, to kind of pull this together and just sum it up. That's a wonderful note to leave it on. Jovi, how can people find you if they want to?
Well, you can come to my website, lurouswisdom.com, LURUSWISDOM.com, lurouswisdom.com. You can find me on Facebook, Jovi Wan, JOVYWAN, or you can come to my healing page, Jovi Wan Healing in QHT Hong Kong Facebook page.
So you're giving people lots of ways.
You can find me from Dolores
just
Cannon.
Just Google Jovi Wan.
Yeah, just Google me. Just Google me. Yeah.
I think she's
like, I look like this.
It sounds like you're well established on the internet and findable, and I love that. Awesome.
I am findable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that word.
Oh, this is so wonderful. And Tracy, you want to remind everybody how they can find you?
TracyMahan.com. And I'm also over on Facebook and YouTube and Google me. Julia, how do people get signed up on classes and find more information about QHHT?
Absolutely. All the information you could ever want is at QHHTofficial.com. It is still a little wordy, but we're working on it. So just bear with us.
People are a critic.
And you get all the information you want, and you'll see where we do have some live classes sitting out there that we're hopeful that we'll be able to do. The ones this year, I mean, we have one in Bali coming up. We have classes in Bali. I know that's, and Jovi will probably be because that's
I have actually booked the hotel there in Bali for the practitioner reunion.
Yes.
And if you like, I can totally come to assist you in those classes in Bali.
Fantastic.
This is so close to me.
You have five. Oh,
I love it. So anyway, so that one, it's still, we feel safer with that one because it's out in the
September.
Fall. Yeah, we may push it into October just to kind of get it in for the Australians that are, you know, we heard some of their travel things are still kind of compromised. So we're trying, we may adjust it a little bit, but see, that's where we're at. And some of these other ones that are closer, just don't know.
Yeah.
So, but definitely online, we have our level one online class That's always available to you. And coming very, very soon, for all you practitioners who have been waiting for this, very soon, within the next 2-3 weeks tops, level 2 online.
That's so exciting.
So that we can help you through this time to help you with that information and get all that information to you. We've been working very hard on it, and it is very, very close to coming out. So
that's so exciting.
Yay. Yeah. And that's where you ladies, we will be needing your help to work with everyone with their voices. We'll be doing so.
Love to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, we have a lot
I'm just thinking of that story of the torn in half ego and torment and crying blood tears and I'll help.
I really should write a book about that, huh? That's Liz's personality.
Well, really, I think a lot of practitioners can really, really benefit from the, because they all go through it. I mean, I just finished some in Miami. When was that? March. And, it's a similar scenario every class, bruised egos and things. And I feel so horrible because I'm like, oh my gosh.
Because you use the face.
Yeah. I didn't mean to hurt them, but I'm just helping.
but Julia, see, remember I talk about my trip to India being a big initiation for me?
Yeah.
It's like another initiation. You either go past it or you don't.
Exactly.
It's a good thing if you get past your ego.
It's
actually necessary because in order for you to be a really good practitioner, you don't want that.
And I'm glad you shared, like, because you have been on the other side of it now and you can see it from that side and what's happening. So it is very different, and it's very necessary. You see things also that the practitioner does not see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Completely. And you're like, that's why they need to hear it. That's why they need to know, because they do not see it.
Okay.
Yeah. And so anyway, just those of you that are not practitioners, it's
and those of you who are level 2 thinking about level 3 that are going like this right now, biting those nails, do it anyway. Mm-hmm. You get over it.
It's wonderful. And this is part of, it wasn't until, I'm trying to think what class, it was in 2019, so just last year. Really? It seems like it's been years ago that we realized this. It was a level 3 class that it dawned on us that, what we're doing here is we're honing the practitioner. In level 2, we're honing the skills. We're helping you to hone the skills and get them better. But in level 3, it's you that's being honed, because like you said, those fears, those doubts, all those things, all of those come right to the surface and they're dealt with. And that's what you are working through as you're working through that process. And
Well, at the same time, you got really, really, really good advices on your everything during a session, which is gold, which is so valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and that's where I noticed, because there's like some things that weren't being done. It didn't go all the way or something. It's like, why? Why didn't it? Well, it was because the practitioner had fear. See, and that's where it's like, we're dealing with your fear now. See, that's where all these things will come to the surface that you never even noticed, And this is, it's really, really cool to see this and then see the practitioner develop and grow through that and crawl out from under that rock.
Sometimes it's a big
like
shock.
Us.
Gain those muscles.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, I cannot believe that we have gone an hour and a half. Can you?
Oh my God.
It's time. I didn't even know it was Friday. Julia had to tell me I was doing the show.
Yeah.
I thought it was Sunday, but that was yesterday, which was apparently Thursday. And then today all day, I thought it was Saturday, and I had, thank goodness, an alarm set for the show. But I did tell Julia, the show went really well. It's already done. It went really well. Yeah. And I think it did. Was I wrong?
Yes. Yes. And absolutely. Everybody, thank you so much for being here with us. give a big shout out to all the people that are on your Facebook chatting there. Yes. I love you all for sticking in
here
with us.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Jovi. It has been wonderful. Thank you for being
my pleasure.
Here. Good to see you.
Oh yeah, so good to see you, and so good to share my experience.
And so good to meet you finally.
Yeah, yeah. Here. And so good for you to know about me.
Right, and you know when I see you in person and the quarantines are lifted, I'll give you a giant hug.
Thank you.
It'll be one of those long, lingering, inappropriate ones because it's been a while since I got to hug someone.
That's okay. I am a hug person. I love hugs.
I love this. This is good.
I'm going to say something really quick, and it will be reserved for another show. Okay? We will not go into it. But I love you, Tadpole.
Oh, I love you too.
Is anyone else feeling that, wanting to know that story?
Next time, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
There's more to hear on this story. Love you all.
Bye, everybody.
See you next week.
Bye. I love you. Thank you. Bye.